Good morning, this is PJ and Bailey with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, LNP Deputy Leader Jared Blay has slammed Premier Stephen Miles' public sector energy plan as weird, wild and desperate. The proposed public-owned company would go head-to-head with the government-owned regional monopoly of Ergon Energy, following similar campaign promises providing cost-of-living relief, including government-owned fuel stations and permanent implementation of popular 50-cent public transport fares. But while the Premier says the plan would introduce competition and save customers up to 6% on energy costs, Blay says it's obvious that the Premier is desperate for re-election, even competing against himself to cling to power. Business Chamber Queensland CEO Heidi Cooper is also sceptical, calling the proposal inefficient and interventionist, and warning it would interfere with the free market.
Recent YouGov polls reveals that majority of Queenslanders support Greens' 1% plan to cap residential rent increases to 1% per year. 66% of the 54% of majority support is from Labor voters. Only 20%, 28% of Queenslanders and 16% of renters in the state reject this policy. Greens MP Amy McKinnon says she wants to make this clear to Stephen Miles. If Miles does not cap rents, he will lose rent to heavy seats like McConnell, Cooper, Greenslopes and Miller to the Greens.
In national news, comet Tsu-Chin-Shan Atlas was spotted in Australian skies over the past week. Travelling at 300,000 kilometres per hour, the comet has been visible to the naked eye in western skies. If it survives its close encounter with the sun, we may be able to see a reappearance as it crosses Australian skies once again on October 10th to October 12th.
NDIS Minister Bill Shorten has defended the decision to delay the reveal of the changes to the scheme, which lists the items that cannot be funded. The list was revealed by the government on Tuesday afternoon, which many people in the disability community are stating was not enough time to gain a comprehensive understanding of the details of the changes. Minister Bill Shorten has said that the agency has been given new powers to waive debts in case incorrect spending, which will allow recipients time to get familiar with the list.
In international news, today marks the first day of Fat Bear Week. In celebration of Alaska's brown bears heading into hibernation season, Katami Park rangers have been documenting the bodybuilding efforts of their bears since late June. This event goes hand in hand with the Otis Fund, named after the beloved four-time fat bear champion, that raises money for engagement and education programs. Polls will go live every day in tournament-style brackets, allowing voters all over the world to determine their favourite fat bear. Voting closes at 11 a.m. today, so head over to the Katami Park website for your favourite bear.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with the light winds into the evening. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.